Episode 29 for Monday, May 13th. Apple updates software and adds new Apple TV application. Let's get started. It's good to have you back. This is the Mac Mints Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Mints Podcast. Let's get started. In this episode, we will explore the recent Apple software updates, which brings the Apple TV application together with favorite shows and movies from Apple TV channels, iTunes, and over 150 video apps. This is all possible with Apple releasing iOS 12.3, macOS 10.14.5, watchOS 5.2.1, and tvOS 12.3. The all-new Apple TV app, now available in more than 100 countries, brings together the different ways to discover and watch shows, movies, and more into one application. This is across the iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and select Samsung smart TVs. With the free Apple software update, customers around the world can now subscribe to Apple TV channels within the Apple TV application, paying for only the ones they want, and watch on demand directly in the application. In the U.S., Apple TV channels include popular services such as HBO, Starz, Showtime, Smithsonian Channel, Epix, Tastemade, and new services like MTV Hits, with more to be added over time around the world. Customers can now subscribe to Apple TV channels within the Apple TV app and enjoy shows and episodes online or offline and share subscriptions through family sharing. Through family sharing, up to 6 family members can share subscriptions to Apple TV channels using just their Apple ID and password. Subscribers can watch and download shows and movies both online and offline, making the Apple TV app the first and only place where HBO subscribers can download movies and shows such as Game of Thrones for offline viewing. Also starting today, Monday, May 13th, users worldwide can enjoy personalized recommendations of shows and movies from more than 150 video applications and streaming services and over 100,000 iTunes movies and TV shows, including the largest collection of 4K HDR titles available to browse, buy, or rent, all within the new Apple TV app. The Watch Now section features Up Next, where users can quickly find and watch their favorites with activities synced across devices, as well as explore expertly curated collections based on a secure and comprehensive understanding of users' viewing interests. The Apple TV application features a new dedicated kids section, which is thoughtfully curated and showcases editorially handpicked shows and movies for kids of all ages. For those interested in sports, there's a breakthrough sports section that makes it easy to find games and receive notifications about favorite teams and leagues. Additionally, customers can find their purchased movies and shows from iTunes in the redesigned library tab, now organized by recently added, downloaded, genres, and more. Today's release is the first step in Apple TV. The Apple TV Plus subscription service will likely roll out this fall. In addition to the Apple TV update, which is a huge update, there is bug fixes, performance optimizations, and other small tweaks also included in the updates. But the biggest one is in the iOS update. This is where you're going to find AirPlay 2, which is going to target the Samsung smart TVs and other TVs later on this year. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you'd like, and you can provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.